It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The battle for Damascus could be a turning point in the long and deadly conflict in Syria. This morning, we're hearing reports on the BBC and from Reuters that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has left Damascus and is now on the coast of Syria, where his Alawite minority has a stronghold. Yesterday, a bomb hit a critical target in the Syrian capital, killing the president's minister of defense, his influential brother-in-law, and a top military advisor. It was the first time that members of Assad's inner circle were killed. To help figure out what all of this means, we reached Washington Post correspondent Liz Sly, who is in neighboring Turkey in the city of Antakya. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as of this moment, and things have been moving fast these last few days, what do you know?
Well, we really don't know very much at all. It's so difficult to figure out what's going on in Syria. This is a country where rumors take on a life of their own. But it does seem we are approaching a very critical juncture for the Assad regime, something that's come up very unexpectedly and dramatically because of this bombing. Somebody or someone appears to have reached out deep into the heart of his military establishment to take out some of his key people. And it is in question now whether the regime can survive that.
And these are some of his most important people. Tell us about those who died in this bombing.
Well, yet again, how important were they? Had they fallen out with him? These are the kind of questions that without knowing more about what's going on inside the Syrian regime, and I don't think anyone really does know, but it's really hard to answer. The defense minister was a Christian. He had been appointed last year. Was he really in the inner circle, or was he just an appointment designed to bring Christians along? His brother-in-law is indeed a very close member of the family circle who has been deep in the heart of the family for years. He's married to Assad's elder sister. But had they fallen out, there were rumors a few years ago in 2008 that he was on the outs after he was suspected in another bombing attack that had happened in Damascus. So it's actually really hard to know how key these people were at this moment and what was behind this bombing.
But this is still, sort of regardless of the layers here, a big blow to the president?
Yes, but you have to puzzle these things out and put pieces together that you hear from here and there. But it does seem to me that there is a crisis in the heart of the regime at the moment. Whatever happened and whoever did it, this has got very close to Assad himself.
And what has the opposition said since this bombing?
The opposition is delighted and a little bit taken aback as well. I mean, I spoke to one opposition member who told me he hopes the FSA did it, the Free Syrian Army, but he's not sure, just because nobody thought they were that good. They've been getting better lately, but to pull off an attack like this really is quite an extraordinary leap in their capabilities of which we weren't yet aware.
You know, there is talk now, and it's getting much louder, about what comes after Assad. Part of the concern is how to secure the chemical weapons that he's widely reputed to have. What do you know about that?
Well, concerns about what comes after Assad are extremely valid because there is no diplomatic plan in place, there is no transition plan in place, there is no clear leadership of the opposition in place, there's an awful lot of tensions out there because of all these killings, and we could easily see much, much worse bloodshed than we've seen before. And the issue of chemical weapons just adds another scary dimension to that. There's been many rumors in the past few days that Syrian troops have been issued with gas masks and that kind of thing is a prelude to using chemical weapons. I don't think there's any confirmation of that either, but we do know that this is an extremely high concern of the U.S. administration as it looks to what's going to happen in Syria in the future.
Liz Sly is a correspondent with The Washington Post, speaking to us from Antakya, Turkey. Thanks very much.
Thank you.